Good afternoon and welcome to Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy, a monthly program designed to bring you timely information on energy topics of interest to Cape Cod. I'm your host, Amy Vohl, Marketing and Communications Coordinator at Cape Light Compact. We're located in the Superior Courthouse at the County Complex in Barnstable. In the fall of 1997, the Massachusetts Electric Restructuring Act was established to bring competition to the electric supply market. Consumers could now freely choose their electric supplier. Cape Light Compact, a not-for-profit energy services agency administered through Barnstable County, was formed as a result of this legislation to aggregate or band together Cape and Vineyard towns and residents to leverage the buying power of our large regional group. The theory? If you buy in bulk, you get a better price. Sounds smart and easy, right? In reality, buying and transporting electricity, negotiating contracts, and getting a great price, even in a competitive market, is a very complicated business. On today's show, we're going to help demystify the process, from determining rates to identifying the pitfalls in an electric contract to explaining how Cape Light Compact supports competitive markets and customer choice for our customers on the Cape and Vineyard. Luckily, our listeners will get top-notch advice on these issues from our two guests today. Joseph Soares, who is Cape Light Compact's Senior Power Supply Planner, and Sam Morgan, Manager of Sales for New England at Con Edison Solutions, the company that currently supplies affordable electricity to Cape Light Compact's residential, business, municipal, and green customers. Welcome to Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy. We're so glad to have both of you with us.
Well, thank you, Amy.
Thanks, Amy.
Thank you. You're welcome. Joe, I'm going to start with you. Since you're the person in charge of negotiating all the electricity supply contracts for Cape Light Compact customers, you're usually the person that takes the heat whenever prices are high. Mm-hmm. So the nice thing is, I think we have a little bit of good news to share with the folks. So I wanted to give you the opportunity to actually be able to be the first person on the record, on the air, talking about the good news that we have right now.
Yes, Amy, we do have good news. Our prices for the January 2010 to March 2010 time period will be...
January to March or January to July?
January to March 2010.
Okay.
First 3 months of the year.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking to reduce our price, and we'll be reducing our price by 30%. From the current levels, not only for the residential customers, but for the small commercial and industrial customers as well. So from our current rates, starting with the January meter read dates for all classes of customers, our rates will be coming down approximately 30%, depending on your rate class. So I think that's
pretty
great
significant.
News. Yes,
yeah.
It is.
Now, can you talk a little bit, as long as we're on the subject, let's talk about the rate classes. Now, you had talked about the residential rate. What other rate classes does Cape Light Compact supply to folks on the Cape and Vineyard?
Majority of the customers that we serve are residential. I would say probably 69% of our kilowatt hours that we serve on the Cape and Vineyard are for residential customers. I would say probably 23%, 24% are for what we call small commercial industrial customers. For instance, pizza parlors, small lawyers' offices, small businesses in general. We also have what are called medium and large commercial industrial customers. These would be your larger users. And we also have municipal accounts, which would be all of the town halls, the schools, community centers, councils on aging, and so forth. So it's quite a mix between all of these classes of service that we provide.
Great. So in other words, not only are you getting a wonderful rate on your electric bill this winter, because obviously we have a cold one. We just had, about 2 feet of snow dumped on us here on Cape Cod. So the good news is, with all the heat that you're going to be generating in your home over the season, you're going to see quite a 30% drop in your rate. But the same goes, you know, you're going to see a drop in rate for our small business customers who are really the backbone of Cape Cod, our larger industrial customers, and even our municipals, because that goes straight back to the taxpayer, doesn't it, when you see that kind of drop?
Yes.
All right. Well, that's fantastic. Sam Morgan from Con Ed Solutions, I wanted to ask you about the contracts. When Cape Light Compact negotiates a contract with Con Edison Solutions, you know, we tend to tell our customers that they're worry-free. Can you explain what that means?
Sure. Amy, the price that the Cape Light Compact negotiated with Con Edison Solutions, and again, we're the provider that actually provides the electricity to the customers.
Can I just interrupt you for two seconds there? Joe, I want you to kind of let people know that even though Con Edison is our person who supplies energy, we actually do go out to bid for these contracts, correct?
We have in the past gone out for bid on several occasions, and Con Edison Solutions in that competitive bid process has come in with the most competitive price for our consumers. So they have been selected as our supplier on more than one occasion. Our contract with Con Ed Solutions currently runs through the January 2011 meter read dates. As I mentioned earlier, we also serve municipal accounts. Mm-hmm. Due to the financial crisis earlier in 2009, our municipal accounts requested that we try to do something to help with their budget issues, electricity and energy obviously being a large budget item for quite a few of the towns. And we did go out for bid on the municipal accounts separately and got quite a few suppliers to bid on that that load. And Con Edison Solutions, once again, was the successful bidder for that. And I might add, was the successful bidder by quite a wide margin.
Right. Yeah. And I think part of that, not just the price, and we can go back to Sam, was because of this contract that you were able to negotiate with him. And I'm, again, Sam, can you explain what that worry-free part is about the contract?
Sure, Amy, I'd be happy to. You know, a lot of things affect the price somebody might quote to you when they're talking about electricity. And, you know, a couple important things are what's included and not included in that contract. And another thing would be, you know, what point in time you're looking and to get a quote. And a third thing might be, well, how long would that price last? Are you talking about a price that's good for 12 months or 18 months? And all of those things have to be taken into account. And the thing that I think Joe and I want to stress today is that the price that the Cape Light Compact negotiated with Con Edison Solutions, the one that's, you know, decreasing by 30% beginning in January, is an all-inclusive price. There are no hidden charges. There are no termination fees should you decide to leave Cape Light. It's a very simple contract and price. Customers don't have to worry about getting hit with something on top of the prices that we talk about today. And maybe I could just tell people what those prices are and how they could sign up.
And that would be fantastic. Okay. Sure.
So for most customers that are listening, they're probably residential customers. And those prices are 8.79 cents per kilowatt hour. The remainder of, the majority of affected accounts would be small commercial and industrial accounts, like Joe was just mentioning, a typical pizza parlor, restaurant, a doctor's office. And the rates for those types of accounts are 9.26 cents, or is 9.26 cents per kilowatt hour. And then for the larger industrial size accounts, the price is 9.019 cents per kilowatt hour. So all of those prices, you know, most people consider anything below 10 cents to be a very attractive and, compelling price. And then customers who are not currently receiving their supply from Cape Light Compact, we have an 800 number that folks can call to sign up.
And
give that number.
That'd be great.
It is 1-800-381-9192. Customers.
Say that one more time so people can hear that.
The number is 800-381-9192. And customers can also go to the Cape Light Compact website and find that number, as well as the new rates that, again, take effect in 2010.
Yeah, if you look under our power supply section on our website, and that's at www.capelightcompact.org. It's O-R-G at the end. And we have a lot of really wonderful things that you can look on. And also, we would encourage you to go on our homepage and sign up for our newsletter. Because whenever we have great news, like our price is dropping by 30%, which everybody wants to hear about, great prices nowadays and how to save money, we'll give you an alert right away when we have something like that. So go to our homepage, sign up for our newsletter. at www.capelightcompact.org. We have a lot of really good information that we send out. I want to get back to the contract a little bit. And, you know, there are several things in the contract that are in the fine print that people, you know, we really need to educate people now that they actually have a choice through this Massachusetts Restructuring Act. You know, you have a choice of energy suppliers. And I think that, you know, Joe, you might want to speak to that a little bit. People on the Cape didn't have choice before this.
That's correct. When the industry was totally regulated, the utilities had the generation, the transmission, and distribution. So it was a vertically integrated entity. Everything that was built was put into the rate base, and customers paid a rate that was regulated by the Department of Public Utilities, or in some cases it was called the Department of Telecommunications and Energy. When restructuring occurred, the generation portion of the utility was broken away.
So in other words, not the poles and wires part of it.
The actual generation of electricity, mm-hmm. for instance, the Marin Canal plant that was owned by Commonwealth Electric was sold to Merit, so you had private entities purchasing the generation facilities. The only portion that remained regulated was what we call the delivery piece, the transmission and distribution, which is still the responsibility of NSTAR.
And is that why you get people get a bill from NSTAR and not Cape Light Compact?
NSTAR still provides the bill. One of their responsibilities is to read the meter mm-hmm. and prepare the bill. The first page of the bill is all of the regulated charges, what we call the delivery piece. That's still regulated by the Department of Public Utilities. Mm-hmm. But if you're with the Cape Light Compact and Con Edison Solutions, you'll see on your second page, that is the supplier page for the energy that you actually use. And that is being provided by the Cape Light Compact through Con Edison Solutions as the retail supplier.
And I think it should be said really quickly that Cape Light Compact actually... you know, it's the default service provider here on the Cape, but again, you have the choice to be able to go wherever you would like.
Correct.
And part of why Cape Light Compact was formed was so we can aggregate and bring to the region that kind of the best prices that we could for people here on the Cape.
Right.
Okay.
Amy, I just wanted to jump in.
Is there, please.
Joe, can you remind us, is there a way customers can look at their bill and determine if they're currently with the Cape Light Compact and Con Edison mm-hmm. Solutions?
Yes. First of all, it does say Con Edison Solutions on the second page, but mm-hmm. there is a rate code that you can look at. And if you go to our website, depending on whether you're residential or small commercial industrial customer, if you see that rate code on the website, it'll correlate with the rate code that you have on the second page of your bill.
Okay.
Right. So in other words, if you're not with Cape Light Compact right now and you know that our rates are going to be 30% less starting in January and you want to come back, can you give us that phone number again, Sam?
Sure. Be happy to. It's 1-800-381-9192. And there are folks there that can take your information. Typically, they just need your account number, and we can get you enrolled at those low prices, depending, again, on what rate classification you fall into.
Sure. Again, I want to go back to the contract a little bit, and again, we're going to be educating people so they know what they should be looking for when they might get an offer from a competitive supplier. So, you know, for instance, what's a pass-through charge?
Yeah, these pass-through charges... I think some suppliers started using them probably in the past 4 or 5 years. And I think good way to think of them is they're similar to the baggage fees that a lot of airlines now charge when you get to the airport. You know, they may charge you $100 for the flight when you sign up for it, but then once you include those baggage fees, you end up paying $200 for the flight in all. So that $100 ticket, effectively, unless you're not traveling with any bags, it's not really a $100 ticket. So with the Cape Light Compact contract with Con Edison Solutions for supply, you don't have to worry about pass-through charges. You know, the prices that we talk about today, the 8.79 cents for residential customers and the 9.26 cents for small commercial customers and the industrial rate as well, those are the rates that you see on your bill, and there's no extra charges added onto those. And I think that's important for people to understand. I'm not saying that all suppliers necessarily do this, but it's something that, you know, as Joe has mentioned, when you're reading the fine print, you want to look out for those.
Okay. Is there anything else, Joe, that you'd like to add that people should look for in a contract?
I think in addition to the pass-through charges, there were two other areas that I've seen in the past on some contracts. The first was a termination fee. If you terminated the contract prior to the end of the contract term, some suppliers were charging a $50 fee. I think some suppliers, because we were very diligent in bringing this to people's attention when we first started to see it from some suppliers, I think many suppliers have dropped that, which is a good thing for consumers. The other issue that I have with some contracts is what I call the evergreen clause, which means when you sign up for your contract, it will have wording in there that says, at the end of the term of this contract, we will either give you a new fixed price for the subsequent term, or we will put you on a month-to-month market price. I have issues with either one of those. First of all, I have issues with a supplier that would automatically assume that you have this customer until they notify you that they're canceling the contract. The other issue that I have is if they don't provide you with a new fixed price for the subsequent term and they do put you on a month-to-month pricing basis, some of these contracts end in typically in December of a year. And if you're a customer that has electric heat, January and February are not months that you want to be on a month-to-month variable price, because those are typically two of the highest priced months of the year for energy supply. So you would really be paying tremendously high electricity prices, and you're using a lot of usage if you're an electric heat customer on the Cape or Vineyard.
Right. So, and that's, again, the good news about the Cape Light Compact contracts. We take care of all of that for you. Joe is very diligent about making sure that you're not going to have to worry about any of those kind of hidden charges on your electric in your electric contracts. So thank you, Joe. I just wanted to thank you for doing that for us. I want to take a break mid-program and just remind you that you're listening to Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy. Our guests today are Joseph Soares, Cape Light Compact's Senior Power Supply Planner, and Sam Morgan, Manager of Sales for New England at Con Edison Solutions. Again, Con Ed Solutions is Cape Light Compact's supplier of energy for all of our residents and businesses on the Cape and Martha's Vineyard. Joe, I want to kind of delve into how you actually go about purchasing power supply or the electricity supply. You know, we've seen prices go up and down, and we have competitors out there that have been, you know, bringing in other offers that have either been, you know, sometimes they're higher than ours, sometimes they're lower than the prices on Cape Light Compact. Can you give us a little tutorial on why that is and how you purchase, you know, what goes into purchasing electricity for a load to serve the community?
Okay. Let me just start by saying that when we do purchase energy, it is something that I do in conjunction with Con Edison Solutions. We have set up a program where we have numerous conference calls to review what the markets are doing at that particular time and what we expect the forward prices to be going into the future. Really, electricity in New England is priced on the price of natural gas, because a large portion of the generators in New England burn natural gas to generate electricity. Mm-hmm. So when you are purchasing energy, you look at what the natural gas, we call it the strip, the forward pricing for natural gas is at any particular point in time. If you look back at mid-2008, you'll remember oil prices, which is another
fuel
that's
right,
used to generate electricity.
And coal as well, usually.
And coal,
yeah.
But mm-hmm. really natural gas is what sets the price, fuel on the margin.
Right.
Oil prices were very high, $147 a barrel, projected to go to $200. Natural gas was very high at that time as well and projected to go higher. As we all know, late in 2008, prices started to come way down. As a matter of fact, at the end of 2008, we made a decision with Con Edison Solutions over several purchases over a 2 or 3 month period to purchase our energy for 2009, because natural gas prices had come down 30% from the highs that we had seen in 2008. As a matter of fact, the natural gas prices we were seeing at the end of 2008 had been the lowest that we had seen in almost 2 years. So we felt very good about purchasing our energy at that time for 2009. We also felt pretty good about the purchases because the conventional wisdom at the time was that our recession was going to start to abide and our economy would be coming back in the first 6 months of 2009.
Weren't we all in for a surprise,
Which really translates to, you know, more demand for natural gas because companies are using more natural gas either in manufacturing and so forth if the economy is coming back. And once the demand comes back, natural gas prices go up, hence electricity prices go up. Well, we all know that that didn't occur. As a matter of fact, the natural gas market started to deteriorate even further. I mean, oil eventually ended up in the spring at $38 a barrel.
Right.
And natural gas had come way down. So electricity pricing is really based on your timing. It's just like a stock. You buy a stock in the stock market at a specific price. It could go down further from there. It could go up from there. I mean, it's just how you purchase. What we've done this year is obviously we're working through that higher priced energy that we purchased in 2008. And for 2009, we've made some very pinpointed purchases when we think the market is very low for natural gas. And we really feel that this 30% is a very good low price for energy at this point. It is for 3 months because we're going to continue to look early in 2010 to see how the markets start to move beyond March and hopefully make some more purchases that will continue to keep us at this low level. I might add that you'll recall in September when prices had come way down, we went out and offered to consumers another choice.
Yes, we
offered a fixed price for those individuals, residences, and businesses that wanted to lock in a fixed price for their energy through July 2011.
I signed up for it myself. And, I thought it was a great deal.
And we had 2,700 or 3,000 customers that took advantage of that long-term offer. And it really does a couple of things. Granted, it's a little higher than what the price is now, but you're looking at a price that at when we offered it, that was probably a 22 or 23 month fixed price, whereas you can't compare it to a price that's 3 months or 6 months or even a year old. I mean, come the end of 2010, prices could be higher or lower than that long-term offer, which was 9.89.
Right.
And so it really comes down to when you purchase your energy in the market, and that's really,
now, is that true for all suppliers?
Yes, and we're all in the same marketplace. When you see an offer come out from a competitive supplier, you'll only see that offer come out usually during a time when energy prices are low and they feel that they can make a purchase that may result in a price that's lower than the compact or even lower than the local distribution's default service price.
And can they do that because they don't have a customer service base to serve?
Yeah, I think that's a good point that Joe brings up and Amy that you're touching on. You know, the Cape Light Compact and through its supplier Con Edison Solutions for the Compact's constituency, we as a group always have to have a price that we make public and that all of the Cape Light Compact, our customers on the Cape and the Vineyard can sign up for. No matter what the energy markets are doing. So the Cape Light Compact and Con Edison Solutions had standing offers after Hurricanes Katrina and Rita drove energy markets dramatically higher. And same for the middle of 2008 that when Joe was referring to, when there was an unprecedented commodity bubble and increase in...
And we never see offers from any competitive suppliers when the prices are high now, do we?
Sure.
Yeah.
And that's fine. That's the way they market their energy. But customers that sign up for those offers should make sure they understand, you know, what happens to them when those energy markets do move higher. You know, in those times, you don't stop using electricity. Mm-hmm. So you just want to be sure that you understand how you'll be billed for that energy. And with the Cape Light Compact, you know, purchasing strategy, you know you're going to have a price that somebody negotiated and, you know, has thought long and hard about how that price has been created.
Right. And that, you know, and that's I think probably one of the most important things we can talk about here today. You know, we hear a lot about having an open process and something that, you know, people can go in and investigate and you know exactly what you're getting. And I think that's kind of the basis of what we're doing here at Cape Light Compact. Everything is open and clear. We don't have any hidden agendas. We don't have any hidden anything, nothing hidden in our contracts or with our negotiations with our supplier, Con Edison Solutions. And I think that's a really important point to make for folks. You know, and you know what your price is going to be. It's not going to change, even if the market goes up. Now, how long are our basic rates for? What's the time period?
Typically, our price is valid for 6 months.
Okay.
But as I mentioned earlier, the prices that I mentioned starting January are going to be for 3 months because we feel in this unusually low natural gas market, mm-hmm. it's to our advantage not to fix the price for a longer term based on these strips that have a tendency to move up in price as you go out in time. So we'll be looking in January and February to see if these markets are remaining low so we can purchase at those low prices versus having purchased that strip mm-hmm. when the prices actually go up in those last 3, 4, 5 months
right.
and would be otherwise higher if sure. we locked it in versus waiting.
So, you know, I'm just going to ask you something really quick, and then unfortunately we're going to have to wrap up because we've come almost to the end of our show. But how about clean, renewable energy? I mean, is part of our portfolio of what we supply, do we have any clean energy offerings in there?
Yes. Our supply for all customers on the Cape and Vineyard has a 4% renewable component, which is part of the Massachusetts law called the Renewable Portfolio Standard. Mm-hmm. We comply with that fully. We don't pay a penalty payment, which is usually assessed against suppliers or distribution companies if they can't comply. So we provide that 4% through the use of certificates. We also offer two products that customers can opt into or volunteer to participate in. One is what we call Cape Light Compact Green 50%, and the other is Cape Light Compact Green 100%, where customers can designate 50% of their energy usage or 100% of their energy usage to be supported by renewable energy. It's a small premium that you pay on your price versus the prices that we mentioned earlier. But we have approximately 1,600 customers that have been on these programs since 2005.
That's great. So again, folks, green energy option out there. You can sign up with us by calling Con Ed Solutions one more time.
And I'll give that number again, Amy. It's 800-381-9192.
All right. Well, listen, we've come to the end of our program. Really quickly, save the dates. January 14th, 2010, Cape Light Compact is holding a free seminar at the Massachusetts Maritime Academy called Energy Planning for Today and Tomorrow. It's especially for architects, engineers, town planners, and other building design professionals. Please go to send an email, info@capelightcompact.org, and sign up. And May 1st and 2nd at the Cape Cod Life Seaside Living Expo. Huge event we're doing there. So we've come to the end of our program. Thank you both for being guests here today. You've been listening to Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy, timely topics on energy matters of interest to the Cape Cod community. Please call us at 1-800-797-6699 and let us know how we're doing and sign up for an energy audit while you're at it. Or visit our website at www.capelightcompact.org. I'd like to thank our two guests, Joe Soares from Cape Light Compact and Sam Morgan from Con Ed Solutions. You've, I think, very nicely explained this very complicated topic. Cape Light and I've also like to thank, I'm sorry, John Braden, who is our engineer. Thank you, John, for helping us out today. Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy is broadcast from the historic schoolhouse in Provincetown, 92.1 on your FM dial and streamed on the World Wide Web at www.womr.org. I'm your host, Amy Vohl, and I want to thank you very much for listening and, as always, wish you a wonderful, energy-efficient afternoon.